Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about Kriya B'Bikurim and Shomer Keone and some really good stuff. And the shir should be a schus for Elinu Shomer for Toby this best time Agassio, Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, Alexander Zusha Ben Rabbi Yosef, and Esther Bas Rabbi Shmuel. It says in Bikurim in the third parak in Mishnah Vav that according to the Tanakhama, the man brings his Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and he reads from Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokecha, and then from Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokecha, he reads the whole parasha. That's Dvarim Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel. I told you Hashem today, I came to the land that you swore to our forefathers to give us. And then it says the coin takes the basket, and he puts it in front of the Mizbeach, and then it says, and then you should say in front of Hashem, Arami Ovi Rabbi, Ve'er Mitzvayim, Ve'er Hashem Tseimaat, etc. So that's what we know that from Leil HaSedus. So according to the Tanakhama, you say the whole parasha from Frigadati until the end. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That when you get to the Mesals on your shoulder, you only say till Arami Ovi Rabbi. When you get to Arami Ovi Rabbi, then you take the sal off your shoulder, you hold it on its rim, the Kohen puts his hand under the hand of the one bringing the Bikurim, he does the tenufa, he waves it, and then he reads. Now the person reads from Arami Ovi Rabbi until the end of the parasha. He puts it on the side of the Mizbeach, he bows down, and then he leaves. So that's the machlokas in the Mishnah, what exactly the process is. Tanakami, you just read the whole thing straight through when the cell's on your shoulder. According to Rabbi Huidi, you split it into two. First you read Higadati Hayom, then the Kohen does, you do the tunufa with the Kohen, then you read the rest of the parasha, and you put it on the side of his bech, you bow down and you leave. So the Rambam, the parasha Mishnah, says that Ein Halachak Rabbi Yehuda. Frakta Tosas Yantiv, what do you mean Ein Halachak Rabbi Yehuda? The self-same Rambam in the third paragraph of his Bikur and Halacha Yud Beis brings Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, like Rabbi Yehuda, he gila lahar abayis, nil tal salak seifo, kori bil del salak seifo, he got it yom l'shem lokecha, umori me'alak seifo, v'ochso b'svasa, b'koin mech yodo tachtav, umeini, v'kori ramir ovavi, just like Rabbi Yehuda says. Read, he got it yom while it's still on your shoulder, take it down from your shoulder, do the waving, and then read a Rami Ovi Rabbi. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you mean halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Halacha is like the Tanakhama, that you just read the whole thing straight through. It's like Rabbi Yehuda that you read it in two stages. Explains the Tosas Yantif that Baal Korchach, even Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing with the Tanakhama. And the yisod of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is if the yad of the Kohen with the Bailim is with the Bailim when he reads a Rami or not. According to the Tanakhama, the Kohen only places his hand there to do the tenufa, to do the waving. And then the owner of the peiros reads Arami without the Kohen holding onto it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that the yad of the Kohen is with the yad of the Bailam when he reads Arami as well. And therefore, it makes sense that the Rambam copies Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Bikurim, because the Tanakhama holds that there was tenufa in the interim. Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So when the Rambam says that first he reads from Kolei Migadati Yom Hashem Elokecha until he finishes the whole parasha, the Rambam himself agrees that he stops in the middle to do tenufa. The only thing is that the Tanakhama holds that afterwards, after the tenufa, the Kohen wouldn't hold on. And that's what he holds Ladina. So yes, it sounds in the Yad HaChazaka like he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but he's really not. He's using Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon because the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that in the middle, in between, he got it Yom Hashem Elokech and Arami Ovi Rabbi, there's tenufa. So therefore, the Rambam on one hand can say that in between Higadati Hayom and Arami Ovi Rabbi, there's tenufa, like the Rambam says in the Yad. And the Rambam can say in his Parashat Mishnah is that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the difference is that Rabbi Yehuda says that the coin's holding onto it the whole time. And according to the Tanakhama, no, the coin just holds onto it for the tenufa, and then he removes his hand. So that's what the Rambam meant when he said we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that the coin doesn't keep his hand there the whole time, but that there is tenufa in the middle that the Rambam holds up, so he can copy Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon and agree with Rabbi Yehuda Because we do agree with Rabbi Yehuda. There is Tanuf in the middle, and the coin does stick his hand there. The only thing is the coin's hand remained there, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, and according to the Tanakhama, no. And when the Rambam says we pass like the Tanakhama, he's referring to that prat, that detail that they're arguing on, whether the coin removes his hand. He's passing like the Tanakhama that the coin removes his hand. That's the Tosas Yantif. In the Parish of Mishnah Rishonah, he writes, Nira de Puklayu im haya hefsek ben kriyasa haigadati le kriyasa rami. De la Tanakhama mishis chiligadati lo yam hafsek achigon makola parisha. So the machlokas, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, is that whether there's a hefsek between higadati and the kriya of a rami ogadavi. And according to the Tanakhama, when he starts higadati, he wouldn't stop until he finishes the whole parisha. Even though, in the interim, in the middle, there was tenufa, he wouldn't stop his kriya, and he would read, he would wave as he was reading. So according to the Tanakhama, as the Mishnah Rishonah, he would do tenufa in the middle, but he would keep reading. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that b'shas ha-tenufa, he would stop, and after the tenufa, he would start a rami obiravi. And that's what the Tanakhama says. He reads me from Vihigadati until he finishes the parasha, and he doesn't stop. He does tenufa in the middle, but he doesn't stop. He just does the tenufa as he's saying it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, at a rami, you do Higadati until a rami, you stop, you do tenufa, and then you continue. And therefore he says that we don't need this whole dochak of the Tosas Yantif. Because, the Tosas Yantif seem to be reading a lot into the Mishnah, but the coin removes his hand, doesn't remove his hand, that's not what it seems to say in the Mishnah. Or in the Rambam, that doesn't seem to be the issue. So therefore, he says, but according to my parish, it's much better, because the Rambam is Gevaldik now. The Tanakhama also holds that there was Tnufa, like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the Rambam and the Yadah Chazaka paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, it seems like he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that you stop in the middle for Tnufa. However, the difference between them is that the Tanakhama holds that he wouldn't stop reading, and on that, Rabbi Yehuda says that he would stop, and that seems to be work well with the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Odeo Asalok Seifo Kori Mi Vigadati Yam Lashem Elokecha Achigom Rekola Parsha. So you have to finish reading. You start from Vigadati and you finish the Parsha, meaning you don't stop in the middle. And what about Tanufa? The Rambam writes explicitly in the Parsha Mishnayis that Bikurim require Tanufa. About that, there's no argument. So according to the Tanakhama Vada, there's also Tanufa. So why does he say from Vigadati until he finishes the whole parasha? Because you're doing the tenufa in the middle, but you're just not stopping. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ad arami obiravi, then you take a break, then you wave, and then you finish from arami obiravi after you did the waving. So the question is, do you stop for the tenufa? So that's the Mishnah Rishonah, and we have to understand why the Tosas Yantif didn't learn this way. Tosas Yantif seems to be a dochak, coin moving his hand, not moving his hand. How does he see that in the Mishnah? So in the Haparadis, Choveres Aleph Shana Nun Hei, one of the, if not the most important Torah journal of the last 100 years, and there have been many. This is an article written by Moshe Tzvi Goldberg, who's a mashpia in the yeshiva in Miami Beach, in Beis Medrash HaGadol. So usually mashpia is a Lubavitch, so maybe he's Lubavitch. I mean, a person can have mashpia when he's not Lubavitch, but in the Litvish yeshivas they call them mashkichim. And the Lubavitchers call them mashpiim. So truth is, my own personal taste is I like the Lashon of Mashpia better. Mashpia is Mashma, he's giving you Shefa. Whereas a Mashkiach is Pshat, he's looking, he's watching out, he's making sure you're not misbehaving. That's like, he's Mashgiach on you. Wherever you go, he's got four eyes, making sure you behave well. Anyway, that's my own personal feeling. Then again, we have Ashkacha Pratis, which means Hashem is taking care of us. Maybe that's the Mashgiach he's supposed to take care. In any event, that doesn't matter. What matters is that, so this great article, and this is his Mahalach. To Rabbi Miyashi of the Tosas Yantif. It's Muchach B'Shitas HaRambam, not like the parish of the Mishnah Rishonah in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Because we have to understand what the Mishnah Rishonah says about the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama holds that B'Shas HaTenufa, he wouldn't stop reading. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that B'Shas HaTenufa, he would stop reading. So what's the Yisod HaMachlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? So to explain this, first we need a Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim in the third parak in Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah esay l'svadus b'mikdash ala Bikurim b'shal shemevim v'maschil kari v'gadati yom l'shem elokecha givasi ala aretz arami yavirovi ad sheyigmor kala parasha ad asher nasata li Hashem v'en koron osel v'loshan hakodesh shenemar v'anisa v'amarta v'loshan hazos." So zokt, the Halacha Rambam, that it's a mitzvah saseh to do vidui in the mikdash and the bikurim when you bring them. You start and you read, Higadati Hayom Lashem Elokecha, because I came to the land. You read Arami Ovi Ravi. You finish the parsha until you get to Asher Nasata Li Hashem. And you only read it in Lashon HaKodesh. Vanisa Ve'amart, you have to read it in this Lashon, in Lashon HaKodesh. So we see from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Bikurim begins Maschil V'Korei, from where? Higadati Hayom Lashem Elokecha. That's where it starts. And the Makor is from the Mishnah Bikurim, Perakim, and Mishnah Vav, that it says explicitly you start from Vigadati. Tzarachim, we have to understand. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Kuflam, Ebeiz writes, where does it start from? Yaakov Avinu, Arami Ovid Avi, and not from Vigadati. So this is a Bakanta Stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Bikurim says that it's you start from Vigadati. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says that you start later from Arami Ovid Avi, not from Vigadati. We also have to be didactic in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. He says, Mitzvahs esei l'sfadosh b'mikdash ala bikurim. He loses the Lashon of vidui bikurim. And elsewhere, the Rambam loses the Lashon of mikra bikurim, like in the third parak of Hilchos Bikurim, Halacha Yudalet. Tone kriya, he calls it mikra bikurim. So what's the difference between Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Hilchos Bikurim, which we read out, where he says, parak gimel halacha yud, where he calls it vidui lisvados ala bikurim, and Hilchas and other places the Rambam says the kriya, mikra bikurim. So why sometimes kriya and sometimes lisvados vidui? So we had two kashas. One is a stir in the Rambam. Does he start, like the Rambam says in the Yad, from vigadati, or does he start from where the Rambam says in the Sefer in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, from Arami Ovid Avi? And the second kasha is that the Rambam, one place says l'svados ala bikurim, and elsewhere he says the lashon of kriya mikra. So the Achronim explain that b'din kriya b'bikurim, they're really two dinim. Again, this is the way. You know, sometimes you wonder where the briskers get it from. They get it because sometimes it's just begging. It's begging you to say they're two dinim. The Rambam says that one place vidu and one place mikra, and the Rambam one place says you start from here, one place says you start from there. So obviously there's two dinim here. There's two different aspects. There are two different elements. There's a din vidu bikurim, like it says in the second parak of bikurim in Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'maiser bikurim asha enkein b'tumah mishah maiser bikurim bikurim tumah havas makom b'tunim vidui. So the Mishnah there calls it vidui bikurim, and then there's a din kriya bikurim, and that's a lashon of mevi v'kare, like we find in Shas. And that's the lashon of kriya that we see in the Rambam. We can say the Achronim, that the din of vidui bikurim starts from higadati yom l'shem elokecha, like the Rambam says in the third parak of bikurim in halacha yud. The vidui starts from vihigadati. However, the mikra starts from arami ovid avi, and therefore when the Rambam is talking about arami ovid avi, there he's talking about mikra bikurim and not vidui bikurim, because vidui starts from vihigadati and higadati, and mikra starts from later from arami ovid avi. And it's likely that all these dinam of Lashon HaKodesh and Kol Ram that we need in Kriya B'Bikurim, that we learn from Ve'anisa Ve'amarta, that said, Ve'anisa Ve'amarta Arami Rovi Rovi, that's a din in Mikra B'Bikurim in the Kriya. But in the din of Vidu B'Bikurim that starts from Vigadati, we don't need Lashon HaKodesh and Kol Ram. Look in Kli Yakor and Pashas Kisavo. And it's very meduktic what the Ran says in the second parak of Megill at the end, that Vidu B'Bikurim is B'Yom. Vidu B'Bikurim, Vigadati Ayom Lashem Elokecha. Because the pasuk of Higadati that's included in Vidui Bikurim is during the day. But look at what the Ran does. The Ran says Vidui Bikurim is Higadati Hayom Lashem Elokecha. So that's the Vidui Bikurim. The Vidui Bikurim is Higadati Hayom Lashem Elokecha. So he says it's during the day, but what's important for us is not that it's during the day, but that it's that he says that he defines vidui bikurim for us. Vidui bikurim, he says, is higadati hayom l'ashem elokecha. So that's dafka the pasuk of higadati hayom is included in vidui bikurim. But in the din of mikra bikurim, mikra starts from arami oved avi. Starts from later. So again, you have this yisod, mikra bikurim is higadati yom l'shem elokecha, and vidui bikurim is higadati yom l'shem elokecha, and mikra bikurim is arami oved avi. Now we can also answer the kasha of the Turei Evin, who asked that according to this, that we need vidui bikurim biyom and not belaila, why do we need a pasuk to be memayed in isha from kriya bibikurim? You don't need a pasuk. You can just say that it's a mitzvah seishas man gram as zayfrek the turei heaven. But what, based on what we said, it's gevaldik, because that's a din in yom. Is a din in vidui bikurim, you got it to yom lashem alokecha, yom velo laila. But the din of mikra bikurim, I would have said that women are chayav, and therefore you need a miut from the pasuk of asher nasata li Hashem, that in the parish of mikra bikurim, it says the land that God gave us. And from there, we're memayit women, so if that's the case, we have the pasuk that's memayit women is a pasuk in mikra bikurim, and not a pasuk in vidui bikurim, because vidui we would know women are pater from. Well, how would we know? Because it's biyom, and women are pater from mitzaseishes man gramas. But you would think that women are chayav in mikra bikurim, because that's not necessarily limited to the day. And women didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so they're mismayit from the pasuk of Asher Nasata Li Hashem. That's a miut in the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. So vidu we know on our own. Mikra you would say they're chayv because it doesn't say yom, and therefore we have a pasuk in Mikra Bikurim Asher Nasata Li Hashem. And women didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and memela they don't say Mikra Bikurim. So and al pizeh we can also answer the steer in the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. The steer in the Rambam between Hilchos Bikurim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam brings the mitzvah say L'Hisvados Ala Bikurim, which is Din Vidui Bikurim, and that in fact starts from Higadati. However, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is writing the Iker Mitzvah, and that's the Din of Mikra Bikurim, and that really starts Arami Oved Avi, and not from the Pasuk of Higadati. So there's two different dinim in the mitzvah of Kriya Bikurim. It's not a steer, they're talking about two different things. One is talking about Vidui Bikurim, and one is talking about Mikra Bikurim. Rav Pesach Stein, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, explained that the din of Vidu Bikurim is a mitzvah on the Gavra, to be misvada when he brings the Bikurim, and Mikra Bikurim is a din in the Chevtza, that the Bikurim require Havas Makom, Lina, Kli, and so too the Chefts of Bikurim require Kriya. So the Vidu is a din in the Gavra that he has to be misvada, and the Kriya is a din in the Chefts, they have to be Kori on the Chefts, and he was Marich in his Shir and Baba Basra, Pei Aleph on the day. So if you have that, you can learn it. So according to this, now we can explain the Machlokas between the Tanakam and Rebbe Yehuda. According to the Mishnah Rishona, if the Bailim read B'shas Tenufa, that according to the Tanakhama they continue reading even as they're doing the waving, and according to Rebbe Yehuda you stop. So the yisod of the argument is tallying what we said. The Tanakhama holds that the whole Kriya is one din, that you start from the pasuk of Higadati and then you finish the parsha, and there are no dinim vidu bikurim, mikra bikurim. There are no two dinim here. According to the Tanakhama it's one din of Kriya. And therefore the Tanakhama holds that even B'shas Tenufa, he would read and he wouldn't stop, because the whole Kriya is one Kriya. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, like we're saying, that there are two dinim. One is a din in Mikra Bikurim, Vidu Bikurim, that starts from Higadati, and the other is a din of Mikra Bikurim, that starts from Rami Avid Avi, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that after he reads Higadati, he stops, he does Tenufa, and then he goes on to the Mikra Bikurim of Rami Avid Avi. And based on this, we can explain very well why the Tosfos Yom Tov didn't want to explain this way in the Rambam. Because from the Rambam, it's muchach to say that he holds that in the din of Kriya Bibikurim, there are two dinim. One a din in Vidui Bikurim, and another a din in Mikra Bikurim, because that's how the only way we were able to be Yashiv the steer in the Rambam. That the Rambam in one place says it's called Mikra Bikurim, and the other place, there are other places the Rambam says Vidui Bikurim, and the Rambam brings in one place when he talks about Vidui, the Pasuk of Higadati, and when the Rambam talks about Mikra, he talks about Arami Oved Avi. So how are we miyashiv that stira? The answer is by saying that they're two dinim, and therefore the Tosfos Yom Tov didn't want to say like the Rambam, because the Mishnah Rishona wanted to say that the Rambam's passing like the Tanakhama, that there's only one din, and therefore one reads straight through without stopping. But the Mishnah Rishon is going to say, especially if the Mishnah Rishon read this article, the Mishnah Rishon is going to say, no, I can't agree with you, because the Rambam clearly holds that there are two dinim. because you see the steer in the Rambam, one place Vidu, one place Mikra, one place Arami Ovidavi, one place Igarati Ayom. So Mimela, since the Rambam holds there two dinim, then according to the Rambam you would have to say that you stop in the middle with Tnufa, because one is Vidu and one is Mikra. And therefore, he has to explain their argument in a different way. And he explains it with the Achizas HaKohenim Abaylim, B'Shas Arami. So when they're saying Arami Ovidavi, the Kohen is going to be according to the Rambam. He's not according to the Tanakhama, says the Tosfos Yamtiv. According to the Tanakhama, he's not holding on when they're saying Arami Ovidavi. The Kohen's only holding on during the Tenufa, and according to the Yehudi, he's holding on afterwards as well. That's going to be the argument. But not if you stop in the middle. If you stop in the middle, it can't be the argument, because the Rambam says he passes like the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama hold, and yet the Tanakhama holds its one din of reading it straight through, and yet the Rambam clearly holds its two dinim, and therefore according to the Rambam you should stop in the middle, and Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and yet the Rambam says Allah is like the Tanakhama, that it's one din. So therefore the Tosfos Yamtiv said I can't say like the Mishnah Rishonis Pshat, that it's an argument in stopping in the middle, because that would require me to say that the Rambam passes like the Tanakhama, that it's one din of Kriya, and it isn't. It isn't one straight reading, because the Rambam says from the Stira we learn that there's two separate dinim here. So how can the Rambam say there are two separate dinim like Rabbi Yehuda and say I pass them like the Tanakhama? And therefore he says, no. They're arguing about something different, like we said before, that the Tanakhama holds that he only holds on for the Tenu for the Kohen, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that he holds on the whole time. And the Rambam passes like the Tanakhama, that he just holds on for the Tenufa. So now let us take this one step further. In the Mishnah and Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, it says, Berishana kol misha yodea likros kore, kol misha eni yodea likros makrenosa. Nimnu melohavi, originally anyone who knew how to read would read, and anybody who didn't know how to read, they would read for him. And then people stopped bringing, they were embarrassed that they didn't know how to read. So then they made a takana that whoever didn't know how to read, somebody would read for him, and even if somebody didn't know how to read, somebody would read for him. And this way, nobody would be embarrassed. And the Mefarshim asked, what we see from this, that they would read for them, and then the people would answer. So the question is, why did they need to make a takana that the people should answer? It's a mashman of the din of Shomea Keone is in Shaykh here. That since the Mefarshim learned, now one can argue with the Mefarshim, but if you accept the taina of some of the Mefarshim on this Mishnah, that kol mi she'eni yodea likros makrenoso, and eskinu she makrenes mi she'odea ves mi she'eni yodea, it means they would be read to and then the person would repeat it. The question is, why do they have to repeat it? Why isn't Shomei HaKone enough that they just listen and they're Yotze Midin Shomei HaKone? All other mitzvahs have Shomei HaKone. So why does this mitzvah not have Shomei HaKone? Because that's how some Farshim learn. That Mi She'eni Yodea Likros Makrenosa. Means that they're read to and then they answer. So on this we can say a Chiddush, that in the din of Birkas Kohanim, was the question clear? The question is, why is it that here there's no Shomei HaKone? That the listener has to also repeat it. We always have Shomei HaKone, let them just listen and be yotzei with what the reader reads. So we find in the din of Birkas Kohanim, there's a discussion if Shomei HaKone works. The Kilos Yankiv and Psachim and Simon Mem is Mechadesh, that in Birkas Kohanim there's no Shomei HaKone. Because the whole din of Shomei HaKone is only mitzvahs that are just amira, like Kiddush and Kriyas and Megillah. But where the mitzvah is to say something to your friend, there you don't say that if somebody says something to his friend, the other person is mekayim this saying by listening Shomei HaKone. Because the Shomei HaKone, when you're speaking to your friend, it has to be done by, you have to actually hear it from your friend. And the lundus of Shomei HaKone is very nice if you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you could say, if you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I hear you, so it's as if I'm also saying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when I speak to my friend, if there's a din that I have to say to my friend, their Shomei HaKone doesn't work, because at the end of the day, my friend didn't hear me. The other lumdus doesn't work. Lumdus works with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I hear, it's as if I'm saying beautiful. But not if I have to speak to my friend. So if I heard what you said to my friend and I have a din to speak to my friend, there we don't say Shema Kehone, and therefore Birkas Kohanim. Even if we say like the Chazon Ish, who argues with the Beis HaLevi, and says, right, the Beis HaLevi says that there's no Shema Kehone and Birkas Kohanim because you need Kol Ram, and the Shomea gets the saying, the speaking of the speaker, but he doesn't get his Kol Ram, and he has a special din of Kol Ram. But even if you say like the Chazon Ish, he says no, that the listener gets all the dinim of the speaker, and the Mele, he does have the Kol Ram, but it wouldn't work because he says Amor Lahem, that the Kohen has to say to his friend, to all of Klal Yisrael, and there it doesn't help that the second Kohen hears. He says Amor Lahem, you have to speak. So if Klal Yisrael, if the people in Shul don't hear the other Kohen speaking, so it doesn't help. Shemei Kohen is not going to help. So you're right, it's as if he's saying, but my friend didn't hear me say, so it doesn't mean anything. And therefore, I've had a tiny already for, it's been bothering me for quite a while, that a lot of the majority of Sfarim that I've seen say that there's such a thing as Shomei Kohen by Lel Seder, and the Medayik from a Rashi in Psachim. So it's a big nafkamina. Let's say you're at a Seder, and you're at the person's at his parents' house, and he has children of three generations. So there's a question if the grandfather, maybe you don't need to say it, maybe just the grandfather can say it, but let's say no, we say the father has to be say the Haggadah to the child. So some say that we have Shomei Kohen, that when the child hears the Haggadah from his father, it's as if he's saying it to his child. But I don't think that's the intention of the Torah. You can't be Yotzei Shomei Kohen because the Torah wants the father to tell his child. So if the grandfather tells it and the father is just listening, so it's as if, you're right, it's as if he's saying it, but at the end of the day, the kid didn't hear it from him. So it's meaningless. So therefore, l'chor, according to the Steipler, according to the Sisod, there should be no Shomei Kohen by Haggadah. So Medayik from Rashi and Pesachim, I don't think the diuk is a compelling diuk. And logic-wise, Shomei Kohen shouldn't work here because you have to, your friend has to hear you, and here the friend didn't hear, the child didn't hear the father, the child heard the grandfather. There's an abstract lumdis that it's as if the father said it very nice, but not to the child. The child didn't hear it from the father. Mimela, it doesn't work. So to hear Birkas Kohanim says a morlem, you have to hear from the Kohen, each individual Kohen, and therefore Shomei Kohen doesn't work. And based on this, we can say that you know why Shomei Kohen doesn't work in Kriya B'Bikurim. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Bikurim and Malacha Yud says that the mitzvah of Kriya B'Bikurim starts from or better, the mitzvah vidu bikurim. But the mitzvah to read the bikurim starts with higadati hayom lashem elokecha. Now in the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo it says, ubas elakoin asher yia v'yami mahem v'amarta ilav higadati hayom lashem elokecha. You're speaking to the kohen. V'amarta ilav higadati hayom lashem elokecha. So it's not just a din amira here. The yisod of amira is el hakohen. You have to tell the kohen. And therefore, in such an instance, you have to telling your friend, doesn't help me din Shomea Keone. You can't use Shomea Keone and Bikurim, that you hear what somebody else is saying, the Makri is saying, and then you're just listening, because then, so if you didn't tell the Kohen, and therefore there's no din of Shomea Keone. Just like the Birkas Kohanim doesn't din of Shomea Keone, because each individual Kohen has to tell the Jews, they have to hear it from him. So Shomea Keone doesn't work. So to hear, you have to tell the Kohen, and therefore Shomea Keone wouldn't work. And that's why the people have to repeat what the Makri said. And that's, of course, if the diuk is correct, that there's no Shomei Keone by the Kurim. I'm hoping we'll get to it. There's a Tshuva in the Lahoris Nasim, who talks about the difference between Vidur Maisus and the Kurim. The Dafka Bikurim, there is Shomei Kohen, Vidur Maisus, there isn't. Simir Tashem, B'Siyanta D'Shmaya, hopefully we'll get to that. In any event, we could say, based on what we've been saying until now, take it a step further, and say that what's the Pasuk of Yigadat Yom L'Hashem Elokecha? So that's the Pasuk of Vidui Bikurim. So Vidui Bikurim, there you have no Shomei Kohen, because V'amarta L'Kohen, you have to say to the Kohen. Whereas in the Pasuk of Arami, Obed Abi, etc., there it's not a din in saying it to the Kohen, so maybe there Shomei Kohen would work. There Shomei Kohen would work. Now from the Mishnah, which on one hand seems to say that there's no Shemeka on it, it's also talking about Mikra Bikurin. Because where do they learn from? The Mishnah learns from the Pasuk of V'anisa V'amarta and Ein Aniya El Al Yidei Acher. And that's a din in Mikra Bikurin. V'anisa V'amarta. So that one person says it, and then that's Aniya Ein Aniya Al Yidei Acher, that they were makri him. And then after that, the person says it himself. But the question is why? Why can't you have Shemei Kona? There's no din here of saying it to the Kohen. It says not explicitly in the Mishnah. It says in the Yerushalmi that they found an Asmachta, Ve'anisa Ve'amarta, Ein Aniyela Mipiacher. So somebody else is saying it, and then you're repeating it. So why does it have to be that by Mikra Bikurim that you're repeating it? You don't have to say it to the Kohen. It just has to be said. So why is Shomea Ka'one not enough? So we can answer based on the Ibn Ezra and the Pasuk of V'anisa V'amarta. V'anisa, says the Ibn Ezra, Yitachin Chiyishwa Kohanim Lemor, Maze Shehivesa. It could be that the Kohanim ask, what'd you bring? And then it says V'anisa. So based on that, the V'anisa V'amarta, Rami Rogavi, etc., is answering the Kohen. So now we can say again that Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. Why? Because you're speaking to the Kohen. So just like by Vidui Bikurim you're speaking to the Kohen, by Mikra Bikurim you're also speaking to the Kohen, and therefore there is no Shomea Ka'one, you have to say it yourself. So these were some thoughts on the Parsha of Bikurim. So we learned that there are two different dinim in Bikurim. There's Vidui Bikurim and Kriya Bikurim. Vidu is the first pasuk, Yigati Yom Hashem Lokecha. Kriya is afterwards, Arami Ovi Avi. We learn the machlokas between the Tosas Yantif and the Mishnah Rishana, how to learn how the Rambam learns the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tosas Yantif, it's a machlokas in the placing of the hand of the Kohen during the reading of the parasha. Is it just done for the Tanufa, Tanakama, or is it done during the whole reading of the parasha, the Kohen's hand there, Rabbi Yehuda? Or like the Mishnah Rishona, that the argument is, do you stop for Tanufa? The Tanakama says no, Rita says yes. And we said that the Tosas Yantif didn't accept the Mishnah Rishona because it's clear from the Rambam, from the Sefirim Rambams, that there are two dinim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there are two dinim in Bikurim. One is a din of Mikra Bikurim, one is a din of Vidu Bikurim. Vidu is the first pasuk, and then Mikra is afterwards from Rami Ovid Avi. That's what we learn from the Rambam. And then it would emerge that if you learn like the Mishnah Rishona, then the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rambam clearly says there, not clearly, the Rambam implies that there are two dinim, one in Mikra, one in Vidui. And therefore, he would be following Rabbi Yehuda, that's why you have to stop in the middle and do Tanufa. And yet the Rambam himself says, I don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Tanakama, the Tosas Yantif would say, it's one straight din of reading. There's no two separate din of Vidui and Kriya. And the Rambam says he passes like the Tanakama. The Tanakama says there's one din, and yet the Rambam says he's passing like the Tanakama, holds that there are two dinim. And that's why the Rambam uses different Lashonas, Vidui, Mikra, and Vidui starts from Yigarati and Mikra starts afterwards. So since the Rambam passes like the Tanakama, we can't say that the Tanakama holds its one din and Rabbi Yehuda holds its two dinim, and therefore the Tosas Yantif learns differently, that they're arguing about the placing of the coin's hands during the reading of the parasha. We also saw that there is a din that they would read out the parasha, and then they'd be answered. And the question is, why do the people have to answer? There's no din of Shomea Ke'one. There should be a din of Shomea Ke'one. Why isn't there? And we said there's no Shomea Ke'one because you're speaking to somebody. And when you're speaking to somebody, you can't have Shomea Ke'one. That's why Leil Seder we said there should be no Shomea Ke'one. That's why with the Kohanim and Mor Lahem, they have to say to the people there's no Shomea Ke'one here also. And we said, the Pasuk of speaking to the Kohen only is talking about Vidui Bikurim. So then Mikra, there shouldn't be Shomea Ke'one. And yet, the Yerushalmi says that this thing of Makrim is on Vanisa Ve'amarat Rishon and Mikra Bikurim. So there is not Shomekona by Mikra either. And the answer is, like the Ben Ezra says, because you're talking to the Kohen. The Kohen asks you, hey, what's going on? And you're answering Ve'anisa Ve'amarta. So therefore, here also, by Mikra Likurim, there's also a din of speaking to the Kohen, and therefore there's no Shomea Ke'one. You have to actually say it to him. And we should be Zochem, Mitzvah Shem, Bekar, V'mam, Mishim, Mekayim, V'gavaldik, Mitzvah Likurim. Amen, V'amen, Shalom, sweetest friends.